Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
With us is the Vice President of Tarot International, Deborah Renner. Deborah, this is interesting. She started at Tarot as their corporate etiquette consultant, and her job and eventual position grew out of that. She was originally certified, get this, by the Protocol School of Washington, D.C. in the late 90s and has been working in the etiquette field since then. Today, we're going to offer up five fast tips about the executive presence, and we're not talking about birthdays. Welcome to the Business News Hour again, Deborah.
Thank you, Michael. I'm so glad to be here.
Good for you and good for us, because every time somebody from Tarot comes in, we learn something.
We enjoy being here. We appreciate you having us on.
I'm really captivated by this whole etiquette thing. So that explains so much of your presence.
Oh, thank you. You know, the etiquette piece, I was so thrilled about myself. It was a certification I got in 1996 and used it just as a singular presenter going around doing etiquette presentations. But when I came into Tarot in 2003, Roe brought that into the organization, and that's when I really had an opportunity to be able to develop programming around corporate etiquette and international
and
protocol.
And that's so important.
Oh, it is.
It's stunningly important.
It is.
Because if you act like a dope, that doesn't get you very far in your career choice, does it?
It doesn't, and there's so many ways in which we can come off that way that we really don't intend to.
Yeah, and there are some issues about that where you unintentionally can exhibit some poor behavior, some poor etiquette behavior. What are some of those things that happen?
One of the ones that I think people are very unconscious to is discretion. So either that's being able to be the kind of person that when you're confided in at the workplace that you can hold that carefully and not pass that information on. That helps people trust you, and it builds trust in teams and with your colleagues. And so discretion is just, you know, such an important but often unthought of skill that we need to be able to use. It is a deal breaker. The other way we can be a bit indiscreet in the workplace, I was coaching a young woman, and she was going to go up for a job advancement against a gentleman in her department. And on a Monday morning, they were just exchanging stories, and everyone was kind of talking about their weekend. And we know that gender-wise, men can tend to talk about themselves positively more easily than women are culturally conditioned to do. Well, that particular morning, people were asking about their weekends, and he said, you know, oh, they had a great event with his beautiful wife on Saturday night. They had a wonderful soccer game. His son, you know, was the star of that team. It was a wonderful story. And then she started weighing in on her weekend, and she said, you know, little Johnny was sick. We were up all night on Saturday. He was throwing up. It was hard for me to get stuff done on Sunday. She was talking, and then all of a sudden she said it dawned on her. Now, if I were the one who was choosing the candidate for this position,
correct,
for this advancement, having heard that, who would seem more capable?
Yeah.
And those are, you know, we do culturally condition those things, and we have to be aware of that so that we do present ourselves authentically but positively.
That's
in
so
all
true
arenas.
You know, I read a study not long ago that indicated that women say "I'm sorry" far more often than what men do. And I always thought, well, that's odd. And every time I hear that, I go, ooh, gosh, I wish you wouldn't do that, because, you know, it doesn't build confidence. But at the same time, we have to take a look at many, many women who are actually working two jobs. They may be working in the corporate world, and then they're working a full-time job taking care of a family.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's difficult.
Well, and we have dual families. You know, we have men taking care of the kids as well. But I'm sorry you read that. Just kidding.
Women tend to
say that, to apologize, to be a little bit more self-deprecating. We know that.
What about non-verbal? What about things that happen that can also, you're maybe talking, or you're visiting, or you're doing, you've got habits. What can distract from your executive presence in those areas?
Well, we can, you know, one of the most interesting ones is how we show up at a meeting. Because nonverbally, just the space we take up at the table is going to communicate our presence. And so many times we tend to minimize by putting our hands on our lap, or we don't put our hands up on the table for gestures, and that can actually communicate less of a presence and less of an involvement. What are you laughing about?
That's not me. I go to the meeting and
everything's out there.
I've got all that stuff there, and I'm gesturing. Yeah, no wallflower here. What else? What else can we do? What other habits might we have that would detract from our executive presence?
A lot of times as well, just not taking the time to greet people. So let's go to that meeting scenario. You know, you go in, you plop down at the table, you wait for everybody to get seated, or do you actually greet the person that's going to be leading the meeting? Do you greet the people as they come in that are going to be seated at the meeting? Build some rapport and just present yourself rather than just be a body at that meeting.
And I think that sometimes executives or people that are in charge may not always realize that they are always on stage.
We're always on stage. One of the things that people tend to not realize, there's two of them I'd like to talk about. One is just when you enter a room. When you enter that meeting room or you enter any room, a networking environment, that's your chance to really see the environment, lower your adrenaline, but it's also a chance for everyone to see you. And here's the deal. We usually rush in. And we start either going to the shrimp or the drink or going up to someone. If we step in, step to the right, let people get past us and just stand in an open posture, we're still. That communicates poise. It communicates confidence before we even start interacting with everyone there. So that's one that's an important one to think of. The other one that we often tend to be a bit unconscious about is if we're going to a client's, the minute we drive up and get out of the car, walking down the hall, all of those things, put the phone away, be present, be conscious. That's key. And oftentimes we don't get ourselves ready for meeting that person until we've walked through the door, maybe already greeted the receptionist or whatever.
Yeah. And oftentimes, and you just said the word receptionist, whoever is there, the gatekeeper, okay?
Yes.
Be as kind and as gentle and as considerate of that person as anybody, because time and time again, I've learned in my career, that's really the person that controls a lot of stuff that goes on in that office.
It's very true. Yeah. And it's another touch point. And, you know, to your point there, Michael, I think when we talk about that, just that kindness to everyone, to the person who you might see in the hall in your hotel who's cleaning your room, to the person at the gate at the airport, you know, being able to demonstrate that those manners wherever you are to whomever you're with.
And show some deference to individuals. You know, you mentioned walking into a room and you plop down or you walk into a room and you go immediately to. We're all in such a hurry today. And should we slow down a little bit?
Oh, I'm glad that you mentioned that. Yes, we should if we can. Anytime, when I went to the protocol school years ago, it was actually, I was taught by the founder, Dorothea Johnson. She's no longer with it, but she was just the maven of corporate etiquette. And she said, never run or never look harried. And, you know, for leadership, we do a lot of leadership development at Tarot. And if a leader is looking harried or looking rushed, people are taking their cues from that. And nonverbally, they're taking the cues of, you know, they might be upset about something. There's something I might need to be upset about. We need to walk confidently, walk slowly, walk with poise, because that's communicating. That's that visual imprint we're giving everyone every day, all the time.
Deborah Renner, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about executive presence, things that will help you in your career, even if you're not an executive, but if you've got that as a target, as someday attain that place. These are all tips that you can use immediately. It doesn't matter if you're in a cubicle or in the C-suite.
Absolutely, Michael. We would hope that everyone would employ them.
What about remembering names? I have people tell me all the time, Deborah, oh, I'm horrible at remembering names. I just can't remember names. And it's like they're giving themselves negative feedback that they're not going to remember names.
Yes, we imprint ourselves that we can't. Yeah. We very rarely say, oh, I'm great at names. And yet remembering someone's name is so important. If you receive the name and you don't quite get it, just say, please tell me your name again. I've had people tell me, well, if I can't remember their name, I try not to be around them at a networking event. Go ahead. ahead and just say, please tell me your name again, shake their hand again. Everyone has that same issue, from what I can tell, in classes we've taught. So just being with someone and asking for their name again. There was a president's wife that came through Des Moines, and the story was she came through, and a person that I know was able to meet her at a gathering. She came, and she met her and had her name. Came through 8 years later, and this person was invited to another gathering. She had no expectation that this president's wife would remember her name. She went into that gathering and was greeted by this former first lady, and she greeted her by her name. Now, that tells me two things. She has great advanced people, but she also, it mattered to her. And I think that's what it is. It has to matter to us, and we have to ask it of ourselves. And it's something that is really important to the person.
And imprinting someone's name really isn't very difficult. If you use those tricks, if you will, if you repeat the name once or twice during the conversation, and then somehow have a connector to that name to something else, yes?
That's the cue. They say memory experts that can regurgitate a lot of random facts, they say they connect those to something personal. So if I'm meeting someone and I say to myself, Dave, in my mind, I'm just saying that to myself, green eyes like my brother Michael. Mm-hmm. I've now attached it to something personal to me. There's more of a likelihood that I'm going to be able to recall that name.
All of these things take work.
They do.
They do. They
do. But you know what good work that is, because it's it's tools that we can put to work when we're out with people that we can, that are going to make a difference in our interactions.
Many of these things, I suspect, that you covered in the book that you and Ro wrote. Would that be correct?
We did. And part one and part two. Part one is tools for interacting with others. And then part two is tools for presenting yourself in the world. And I think between those two chapters, there's like 49 tools in these short chapters. But they're fabulous because you can take one and employ it at your next networking event or your next meeting and just start to get good so that you can become unconscious to using them, but people will really always perceive you consistently.
Deborah Renner, ladies and gentlemen, the book, by the way, is called Your Invisible Toolbox. We will have links to all of that up on the radio blog. Thank you so much for doing this, as always.
Thank you for having me, Michael.
She is always so calm and collected. I love it. Good stuff. Deborah Renner from Tarot International. All right, we've got to clear on out of here. We have started the music, which means, of course, that we need to move on. Because why? Well, we got to go out and do some more stuff, for crying out loud. For all of us associated with Insight on Business of the News Hour, for Deborah Renner from Tarot International. Also, we talked with Dan Parolik earlier. We were talking about the missing middle housing and walkability, all kinds of great things. For all of us, that would include our friend Tyler Hackenmiller, who is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business of the News Hour is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. Program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. Music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett exclusively for the Business News Hour. And, by the way, general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Del Vol. All right, we got to go. Take care. The Business News Hour. Thanks for listening.